I'm going to start by asking you to take a look around this room this morning, to look around at these other people who you are sitting with. And I know it might feel awkward or embarrassing, but it's the minister telling you, so it's okay to do it. So try to catch someone's eyes. Hold their gaze for a moment. Give them a smile. Try and catch somebody else's eyes. Just let's notice one another. There may be people here that you have never laid eyes on before, especially if this is your first time. Maybe you see somebody that you spoke to once before and you'd like to speak to again. Make a note. Go find them at coffee hour. Maybe you've been coming here for years and you see somebody who helped you through a tender time in your life. Or maybe it was you who helped them. As you look around the room this morning, your eyes are telling you that you are seeing these other people here. But I'm going to suggest that you're not. I mean, not really. Right? Because there's so much more depth to these people, to yourself, than can be seen with the eyes. Our eyes are only designed to see shape and form, texture and hue, to see the deeper currents of loneliness, grief, shame. We have to train our eyes to look deeper than the surface layer. When we enter into this community, we each bring with us our life histories, the memories that we've cherished or suppressed from childhood, the places that we've lived and visited, the work that we've done, the hobbies that we've picked up along the way. We are all shaped by the causes that we have stood for and the gods that we have knelt to, all the books we've read, and the poems that we've written, all the times that our heart was broken to pieces, and all the people who have loved us into being our best selves and held us together when our lives were falling apart. All of these things and so much more are woven into the fabric of our beings. And then we come together and we form this intergenerational religious community, a convergence of histories and experiences. Now, in nature, a convergence is a place where rivers and streams come together. It's a place where temperatures and pH levels, life forms and particulates mix and mingle, pooling their resources. The area of convergence is never dull. Things are no longer as they were for each of the tributaries. It is a locus of ecological turmoil where things get shaken up and called into question. So we call this place, this fellowship, our spiritual home. And by this we do not mean a home in a traditional sense, even of a physical place where we retreat with familiar people for comfort and safety. Rather, this community is more like a touchstone to be reminded week after week of our true spiritual home within. This is the place where we set aside our day-to-day cares for an hour each week so we can touch deeper springs. Here we lift up our highest ideals and we reaffirm and amplify our shared vision for a peaceful, just, loving, compassionate, and sustainable world. In this place, your spirit is welcomed home to its rightful place in your heart. We are reminded again and again that our true nature is love, that our true purpose is love, and that, in fact, love is all there is. Here in this congregation, at this convergence of so many life streams, we have a unique opportunity. Like a body of water, we can trust this community to nourish and support many different expressions of life. Here, all of our histories and experiences, our egos and our personalities, are received. In this community, we can make mistakes. We can learn to express our regret to one another and practice forgiveness. Remember that this is a place of both nurturance as well as challenge. You may discover there are people here that you vehemently disagree with, or can't seem to get along with, or just don't really like. But that's to be expected. How could it be otherwise? But I encourage you to accept some of these challenges that you are being offered. Open your heart, listen to one another, lean in and take risks. Try trusting a few of these people here with some pieces of your own story. And if there is somebody in this community who sees things completely differently than you do, surprise yourself and ask them out for a cup of coffee. Find out what it is in their experience that has led them to hold those understandings. For here we all are. We have chosen to pour our lives together into this community. Let us use this opportunity to learn from one another, to grow, and to bring out the best in ourselves and in one another, knowing that love is the true universal solvent that leaves only healing and wholeness in its wake. Let us stop trying to control, to dam up, or to limit its free flow through and among us. It is very good to be home with you all. I have missed you, and I love you. Amen, and blessed be.